Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the annals of U.S. history, this is a pretty huge day. This is the day our government officially admitted UFOs, they're real. The argument over it, settled. That coming after 50 years of denials. Just wrap your mind around that. UFOs are real. Debate over. For the first time in 50 years, they're having a hearing on UFOs at the Capitol, but this one is unlike any we've ever had because they're trotting out the top intelligence officers from our military to speak frankly about this. For the first time ever after 50 years of denial. UFOlogist and documentary filmmaker Jeremy Korbel really nailed the significance of this.
Today is not about miracles. It's about the big concept. UFOs are real. They're flying with impunity within our airspace. They're not ours. We don't understand the technology or how it flies. Behind closed doors today, there's going to be more. And I happen to know a little bit about that. Additionally, this is just the first of many hearings, that there are going to be people coming forward, pilots that have engaged UFOs. Remember, we're talking about objects that are real, they are there, and they're flying in ways that outpace, outmaneuver, and outperform what we have. And here's the deal. It's picked up on all of our advanced weapon systems. So that's what they're going to talk about. More people will be coming forward. This is just the beginning with these hearings.
So these officers, including the Deputy Director of National Intelligence, are not only openly testifying about this and admitting it's real, they brought video, some of it declassified, for the first time, including one of UFOs swarming a naval ship. Jeremy Korbel, who you heard from there a minute ago, got that video from the military. And for him to see them sit there, play it, declassified, and admit it's real, jaw-dropping.
They're showing some footage right now that I obtained and released from the USS Russell. It was a swarm of over 100 UFOs on 10 Navy warships. And what I released was footage from multiple ships in multiple forms. It's pretty great that they're showing this footage. Now, their specific wording is really interesting. These objects were described as pyramid in shape within the classified documents that as an investigator and reporter, I may have been able to see. But triangular by angle of observation, this is non-aerodynamic. The things that are most encouraging about what we're hearing today, they are asking good questions. They are pushing these individuals within our military who are in a position to know some of the information on things like, do we have materials? You know, are we initiating defense systems? We have to unpack this, and it's going to take a few days.
Already, it's fascinated, and they are. You can tell. They're just in awe. Fascinated Congress members from both parties are asking questions. The answers they're getting from a government that would never play ball before are jaw-dropping. This is Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, and he's quizzing the Deputy Director of National Intelligence and the Undersecretary of Defense.
First question is, there have been no collisions between any U.S. assets and one of these UAPs, correct?
We have not had a collision. We've had at least 11 near misses, though.
And maybe we'll talk about those 11 near misses or any place where there's close proximity. I assume, or tell me if I'm wrong, there's been no attempt, there's no communications or any kind of communication signals that emanate from those objects that we've detected, correct?
That's correct.
And have we attempted to communicate with those objects?
No.
So we don't even put out a alert saying, you know, U.S., identify yourself. You are, you know, within our flight path or something like that. We haven't said anything like that?
We've not put anything out like that. Generally speaking, for example, in the video that we showed earlier, it appears to be something that is, unmanned, appears to be something that may or may not be in controlled flight. And so we've not attempted any communication with that.
Okay. So, and I assume we've never discharged any armaments against a UAP, correct?
That's correct.
How about wreckage? Have we come across any wreckage of any kind of object that has now been examined by you?
The UAP task force doesn't have any wreckage that isn't explainable, that isn't consistent with being of terrestrial origin.
Do we have any sensors underwater to detect on submerged UAPs? Anything that is in the ocean or in the seas.
So I think that would be more appropriately addressed in closed session, sir.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. I think one of the biggest questions that I have is, we say with a lot of probability, we say they, quote unquote, probably do represent physical objects, close quote. When we say probably, is that because we cannot conclusively say that they are physical objects?
Now, these hearings are based on what's in 38 technical papers that the U.S. Pentagon's UFO program just released. Now, keep in mind, literally 2 years ago, the New York Times was getting a hold of flight videos of pilots, our military pilots, reacting in just absolute awe to seeing these things flying. And they, of course, they've captured them on video, those leaked. And so, you know, the government was very combative, wouldn't even admit, hey, it's ours or it's not ours. And then in the ensuing 2 years between then and now, they have. So just even 2 years ago, you couldn't get a straight up admission like this from our government. This is a huge, huge deal. Here's Sky News in Australia. It's the equivalent of Fox News, roughly, talking about what's in those 38 technical papers. They contain over 1,500 pages of previously classified documents, and what's in them is unbelievable. Not just the admission, hey, these things are real, but of the effects they've had on humans. And keep in mind, as you hear this from Sky News, it's just a good roundup of what's in these papers, that our government is the first on Earth to admit this in this level of detail.
The Pentagon UFO program in the United States has released 38 technical papers to the public that detail what it says are harmful effects on humans due to UAP UFO exposure. It's over 1,500 pages of previously classified documents compiled by the Advanced Aerospace Weapons System Application Program that list symptoms suffered by people exposed to UFOs, such as burns, hair loss, nausea, headaches, and even unaccounted for pregnancy. This has already been reported. But after decades of secrecy, why are we getting to see these official government documents now? And what could be next?
Why are we getting to see these now? Who knows? But on this day specifically? Oh, because the Sussman trial. That's why. Yep, the trial of the Hillary Confederate, which is going to involve a lot of FBI testimony that will no doubt be damning because they totally lied about our president being a Russian agent. So what better day to have this on as a distraction? Whatever the case, what's in these documents is mind-bending and fascinating.
They produced over 200 reports. We're seeing 1% of them in these intelligence reference documents. So these 38 reports, they talk about the technical capabilities of what we know as UFOs. They are swarming our Navy warships. They are tampering with our nuclear weapons. So at a minimum, this is a national security issue, but they pose a much larger issue to humanity. If UFOs are real, what else do we know about them? And that's what these documents talk about. They talk about close proximity exposure to these propulsion systems. They go into detail on the biological effects. It's a fascinating moment in the history of humankind that now we know UFOs are real.
Not answered in these documents? Whose technology is this? Did it come from another planet? Is it an alien technology? Or is it ours? And if either one is absolutely mind-bending, let's suppose it's ours and it's not alien. This technology showed up at least since the 1950s, it's been reported, right? Which would mean not just our government, but the others who undoubtedly possess it, because if we have it, others do. I'd be shocked if they didn't. Managed to hose the whole world and hide this technology, instead fighting entire wars with inferior technology without unleashing it. And whose is it? Is it ours? Russia's? China's? Do we all have it? Have we all agreed to keep it secret? And why? What is the purpose? I mean, the questions from this. And if it is ours, and by that I mean humanity's, we wouldn't know what country it belonged to or countries. If it is ours, what else are we capable of? In other words, what other advanced technology do we have that humans don't know about? I could go on for an hour with my questions, but I am just absolutely fascinated. And whatever the government's reasons for releasing it now, you should be too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!